WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More doctors in Wisconsin are facing serious disciplinary action this year. The policy watchdog group Public Citizen says Wisconsin ranks number 8 in the nation in its latest annual study. Jewish leaders in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on the developments in Israel. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Miriam Rosenweg is president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She says the attack a week ago last Saturday was an act of terrorism.
Hamas is a terrorist organization. They have one goal, and that is to kill Jews.
Rabbi Nir Barkin lives in central Israel. He was an emissary in Milwaukee 20 years ago. He says he's touched by the outpouring of support from Wisconsin.
I'm touched by every phone call, every WhatsApp, every SMS, every text message that I get, every email that people send to me.
Rosenzweig and Barkin appeared on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden is denying several reports that he used profanity during a White House briefing about the Hamas attack last week.
Did I use vulgarity? Absolutely not. I did not. That's not the appropriate forum for that. It just isn't. But I took him to task, everybody in that room.
The Western Wisconsin Republican says he was reprimanding the Biden administration for its handling of the crisis. Several people at the briefing tell reporters it went further than that. Young people aged 18 to 34 voted in record numbers in the 2020 presidential election. A new study finds that was driven by states that automatically mailed ballots to all registered voters. Catherine Carley has more now on the Vote at Home movement.
Voters aged 18 to 34 voted in record numbers that year, but six of the top 10 states for youth voter turnout were so-called vote-at-home states. Barbara Smith-Warner with the National Vote at Home Institute says younger people have become accustomed to home delivery for most things.
The ballot comes to you. You have a couple of weeks to spend time on making that voting decision, and then you have a variety of ways to return it.
Warner says democracy wins when these young voters are engaged, and that the success of vote-at-home laws should lead to an expansion in more states. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Southeast Wisconsin is coming off its rainiest stretch of weather in months. The National Weather Service says most places got 2 inches of rain or more between Wednesday and Saturday. Port Washington reportedly got 3.5 inches. While the rain is welcome, it's likely too late to help farmers this growing season. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are targeting hospital transparency, pushing a bill that would require hospitals to publicly share the costs for certain procedures. Under the bill, hospitals would have to publicly share the cost of a hip replacement or biopsy, allowing residents to look into other options or negotiate a better deal. Currently, similar federal regulations exist for hospitals, but their enforcement is inconsistent, so lawmakers are looking for a state-level option. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed massive changes to Governor Tony Evers' plan to address workforce challenges and the child care crisis. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's plan includes an income tax cut from 5.3% to 4.4% for those making between $15,000 and $225,000, creating a tax credit for families paying for child care, increasing tax deductions for private school tuition, and making professional credentials for workers in other states valid in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks with a win over the Lakers in L.A. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers last night 108-97 in a preseason game in Los Angeles. Giannis and Damian Lillard scored a combined 30 points, each with about 20 minutes of playing time. Lillard was just 3 of 10 from the field, but finished with 14 and was asked how he felt despite double-team coverage from the Lakers.
I feel great. You know, obviously, it's always a little bit of rust in the beginning, but, you know, the game was very simple. It blitzed me from the beginning, so it woke me up. It was just good to be back on the floor.
It was the first time Damian and Giannis had played together in a game, and Giannis was asked how Lillard getting all the attention from the Lakers' defense looked to him.
And first of all, I've never seen anybody being double-teamed from the first position of the game. In every pick and roll, they were denying him. They were, you know, when he get the ball in the pick and roll, they were blitzing him, and I was rolling, and I was just wide open.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night with a game against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers now have won 17 matches in a row after beating Maryland. That's a new program record, and it ties the record for most consecutive wins in Big Ten history. The Badgers won again in three straight sets. Volleyball head coach Gary Sheffield.
Do we want to go and win 3-0? Yeah, I think that's certainly something that we would like to do. We don't ever talk about it. It's not, here, let's go in and let's win 3-0 or let's win 3-1 or, you know, something like that. It's just, let's go play really good volleyball and let's try to do that for longer periods of time than our opponents do. We're doing a pretty good job of stacking points on top of each other.
The Badgers rank number one and take on Ohio State Wednesday in Madison at the Fieldhouse. College football, Wisconsin trying to figure out what happened Saturday when the Iowa Hawkeyes defense shut down the Badgers and won 15-6. Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell.
They beat us in every phase of the game tonight, and it's pretty obvious. I mean, give them a lot of credit, you know, offensively, defensively, and in particular special teams.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Show on a Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. I did. And it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. And I want to give you some temperatures here. I got some updated temperatures in La Crosse right now. Partly sunny skies, high around 54 degrees today. In Eau Claire, partly sunny, high around 53 degrees. Richland Center today, partly sunny, high around 56. Amory, mostly sunny, high around 52 degrees. And in Hayward today, mostly cloudy and a high around 50 degrees. So in sports, you probably know the Packers were off this weekend. They go to Denver on Sunday to play the Broncos. And before I get to the headlines, I just want to say hello to my producer, Sam. Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. I mean, yeah. I got to sleep in over the weekend, but wasn't too hard waking up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Is that right? You got to wake up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Man, that's an early start. But that's good you were able to sleep in a little bit over the weekend. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. I went home for a little bit. There was a sort of fall harvest festival in my hometown.
A fall harvest festival with pumpkins and apples and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I like to think of it as sort of a glorified flea market, but with fall added in. There was like food trucks. There was kind of like a farmer's market sort of thing. There was even a petting zoo there. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, nice. Tell us where was that at?
Ringgold, Wisconsin, my hometown, just east of Wausau.
Ringgold, mm-hmm. Just east of Wausau. Now, Ringgold's a pretty small town, is that right?
Yes, I don't think it's incorporated even, so I don't know what the population is.
Wow, but they've got an annual fall harvest festival with food trucks, and would you say that a lot of people come from outside of Ringgold to enjoy the festival?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely the most people that are like downtown all at once in any given time of the year. It's the busiest time, probably.
Really? And you said it reminded you of a flea market, so there must be a lot of vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you get anything from the food trucks?
No, I wanted to get some cheese curds, but I didn't end up doing that. Kind of forgot to.
Oh, man. How could you go without getting the cheese curds, man? Anyway, I had some cheese curds from Culver's over the weekend, man. So it's a good way to spend the weekend, eating some cheese curds.
For sure.
Hey, let's take a look at the headlines today. Let me give you some of these. Wisconsin broke a record for domestic violence deaths last year, but funding for shelters, hotlines, and advocates is drying up. Also in the headlines, Wisconsin lawmakers are proposing or discussing several bills addressing education, including limiting the rights of transgender students and higher pay for teachers. Also in the news, a possible Republican candidate for senator does not regularly vote in elections, according to Daniel Bice of the Journal Sentinel. And a Wisconsin brewery is suing to end Wisconsin's school voucher system. So here's where we're going to start today with the bills that are being proposed in the state legislature. What's going on? The two different factions, the Democrats and the Republicans, are all talking about or actually proposing bills that could heavily affect what happens to our kids in the schools. But as you might expect, they are going down two different tracks and two different paths. So it'll be interesting to see what could possibly come out of the state legislature, especially considering that the legislature itself is controlled by the Republicans. But obviously we have a governor that's a Democrat. So could anything get done that would benefit the students? That's a tough call. I really don't know what's going to happen in the end. But I'll give you a little bit of this piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says what lawmakers are planning for Wisconsin schools and what might actually pass. Dateline Madison, it says, from how much teachers should be paid to what they should be allowed to discuss in the classroom, Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans are pursuing competing agendas for education this fall. With Republicans controlling the state legislature and a Democrat in the governor's office, many of the plans coming from both sides are unlikely to pass or be signed into law, though some compromises have been reached. Here's what to know about what lawmakers are pursuing and what they've already passed that's affecting this school year. And it says Wisconsin Republicans propose a parental bill of rights targeting classroom discussions about race, about gender, and about sexual orientation. It says here in September, some Republican lawmakers circulated a proposal for a parental bill of rights. Okay, we've seen this in other states around the nation. It was circulated by State Representatives Robert Witke, Republican from Racine, Rick Gundrum, Republican from Slinger, Dave Maxey, Republican from New Berlin, and Amanda Nedusky. Now, I pronounced that wrong. It's Nedweski, who is a Republican from Pleasant Prairie. Also, State Senator Van Wangard from Racine, Republican. And the proposed bill, which hasn't been introduced to the Assembly or Senate yet, is similar to a bill that lawmakers passed last year, but was vetoed by the governor, Tony Evers. The proposal would allow parents to opt their children out of any classroom discussions about gender, sexual orientation, race, structural racism, institutional racism, or other subjects deemed to be, quote, this is in quotation marks, controversial. Okay, now, should students be discussing things like gender, sexual orientation, race, structural racism, institutional racism? Well, some would argue that, yes, they should be discussing those things. I'll go on with the story. It says it would require, this new proposal would require schools to notify parents before any such discussions in a classroom and then allow parents to sue if they are not notified. Okay, so the proposal would allow the parents to sue the school system. The proposed bill would also give parents the right to choose what names and pronouns their students go by at school. It would allow them to sue, again, to sue a governmental body or official if school staff use names and pronouns chosen by their students if the parents disagree with those names or pronouns. So if the student goes to the teacher and says that, you know, I know you've been calling me by one name and that's my real name, but my life is changing now and I want to be named. I want to have a new name, and I would prefer if you address me by this new name. But if the teacher actually does that and honors the student's requests, they could be sued if this proposal goes through. Back to the story, it says state lawmakers in the Transgender Parent and Non-Binary Advocacy Caucus condemned the legislation, with Representative Melissa Ratcliffe, a Democrat from Cottage Grove, saying it was designed to, quote, bully teachers, school boards, and students about race and gender, end quote. The bill is unlikely to become law as long as Evers is governor. Conservative school board members and organizations have already been pursuing similar goals through school board policies and court cases. Parents' rights bills have been introduced in 26 states, according to tracking by Future Ed, including the Florida law, known by opponents as the Don't Say Gay law, which bans classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation through high school. Other bills that Republicans are pursuing include a bill banning trans girls from competing on girls' sports teams. The assembly passed the bill on Thursday. It has not yet gone to a vote in the Senate. Evers said he would veto it. Also, from Republicans, there's a bill requiring high schools to rank students and requiring UW system institutions and technical colleges to admit those who rank in the top 5%. The bill has had a hearing in the assembly, but not yet in the Senate. So what are the Democrats up to? Well, I'll tell you in just a minute after we take a short break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy,
so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. On Wednesday, breezy with scattered showers with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Music from Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead from his first solo album, the album called Ace, playing in the band. And Bob Weir celebrating a birthday today, born on this date, October 16th in 1947. That's going to make him 76 years old. That guy is still going strong, just wrapped up a tour of his own band, and also did that big tour this past summer with Dead & Company and John Mayer, who, by the way, is also celebrating a birthday today. He was born 30 years after Bob Weir, so he's celebrating his 46th birthday today, born on this date in 77. All right, welcome back to the show. We've got 40 degrees right now in La Crosse and 33 degrees in Richland Center. And by the way, if you want to comment on anything we're discussing this morning, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. By the way, you can also send me an email message if you would like to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com, and Stu is spelled S-T-U. So just before the break, we were going over the bills and proposals that are in the state legislature that will affect the education system in Wisconsin. We went over the bills and proposals from the Republicans, mostly dealing with race and sex, right? They don't want teachers discussing race or sex in class. But Democrats are looking elsewhere. They think that more money for teachers is a good thing. And I would say, well, what's more important than teachers, right? Shouldn't we be paying teachers a decent amount of money? Don't we want the best people teaching our students? Obviously, when you increase pay, you get a better caliber of respondents to that field, right? So in this case, education, if we offer more money for teachers, wouldn't we get better teachers? And getting back to the story from the Journal Sentinel, it says Wisconsin Democrats propose higher teacher pay and phasing out vouchers. Democratic state lawmakers have publicized three packages of proposed bills related to education over the past month. None are likely to get traction in the Republican-controlled legislature. Some have been introduced in past sessions and failed. One package focused on teachers. In collaboration with teachers' unions, the lawmakers proposed minimum teacher salaries equal to lawmakers' salaries, currently about $57,000. Sounds reasonable, right? Also setting a wage for student teachers of at least $15 per hour. Student teachers getting at least $15 per hour, which is the starting wage at most fast food places these days, right? Also providing grants for programs that educate prospective teachers starting in high school, according to the Wisconsin Education Association Council. And that's an important proposal there. Obviously, we have a teacher shortage in Wisconsin, so getting kids interested in becoming teachers sounds like a good thing to me. Got to take a break. There's more to this story. We'll get to it after the break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
CBS News Brief. As airstrikes continue to razzle Gaza, bodies covered in white sheets are carried through the streets on stretchers on their way to be buried. CBS's Holly Williams tells us Israeli troops are ready to go on the ground.
They say they're prepared, they're ready to go in. Some of them say they want to go into the Gaza Strip, even though they know there could be deadly fighting there. And they say that they're not scared.
While President Biden supports Israel, he told 60 Minutes last night,
"Would you support Israeli occupation of Gaza at this point?"
"I think it'd be a big mistake."
And actress Suzanne Somers has died. She was best known for playing Chrissy on Three's Company. She was diagnosed with breast cancer 23 years ago and was outspoken about alternative treatments.
There are doctors who are having success who are not loading people up on chemotherapy.
That from 2009. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are proposing what they call a parental bill of rights, which is likely to be vetoed if it ever makes its way to Governor Tony Evers. The bill has not yet been introduced in the Assembly or Senate. It would allow parents to opt their children out of classroom discussions about gender, sexual orientation, race, or any other subjects deemed controversial. A similar bill was passed by lawmakers last year, but Governor Evers vetoed it. Funding to help domestic violence victims in Wisconsin is declining, even as the number of victims of domestic violence reaches record levels. 96 people died as a result of domestic violence in 2022, the largest number since End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin began reporting data in 2000. To make matters worse, organizations like Shelters and Hotlines have seen a 70% decrease in federal funding. Advocates for domestic violence prevention programs are asking for part of Wisconsin's $4.1 billion surplus to help address the crisis. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
What's that mean? I don't know what it means. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from the Tom Tom Club. Genius of Love. It's 8:36 right now on this Monday morning. We've got 42 degrees in Amory. And in Eau Claire right now, 33 degrees. And just before the break, we were discussing education in Wisconsin. What should we do to make the schools a better place for the students and for the teachers? Well, we were going over this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that says that Democrats in our state legislature are proposing raising teachers' salaries to match lawmakers' salaries, at least the starting wages, currently about $57,000. Also, setting a minimum wage for student teachers of at least $15 per hour. And that sounds pretty reasonable to me. And in fact, sounds kind of low for someone that is teaching our students, even if they're just a student teacher. Other proposals by Democrats in the state legislature for education right now include state funding to cover 90% of special education costs, which currently come mostly out of the school district's general budgets, and of course would drain the resources from other areas. So that would obviously help the schools and the students if the state covered 90% of the costs of special education. Another proposal from the Democrats is phasing out parental choice programs, which provide tax-funded vouchers for lower-income families to attend private schools without having to pay tuition. And instead, what they want to do, it says here, instead, co-sponsor Representative Christina Shelton argued the funding should go to public schools with public oversight, where it can be held to a transparent, accountable standard. Obviously, when we send money, our taxpayer money, to voucher schools, there is quite a bit less oversight and accountability. And this is something that we would have if we put that money to the state-sponsored schools, the public schools. So what the Democrats are proposing is phasing out the choice programs. And obviously, there are some schools that are run by corporations, which may be considered nonprofit organizations, but they're still out to make a profit. And is that where we want our taxpayer money going to? Taking it away from our public schools. So what bills actually have a chance of becoming law? We mentioned the Republican bills, mostly about race and sex, and the Democratic bills that are being proposed, mostly about increasing pay for teachers and phasing out the choice programs. So what bills have a chance? Bipartisan agreement on boosts for lowest spending districts, driver's education, and Asian American education. This piece in the Journal Sentinel says a bipartisan bill that would allow one group of school districts to gain access to new funding authority is moving through committees as administrators face a time crunch. 19 school districts in Wisconsin where voters turned down referenda will not be able to access boosts to their revenue-raising ability because of a state law that prohibits them from accessing increases for 3 years. And that is kind of ironic because those are obviously the schools that need the money the most. Officials from several of those districts, including Milton, Lake Mills, Auburndale, and Beloit, testified in hearings late last month in support of the change. The superintendent of Beloit schools, Willie Garrison, said the districts are not asking for more money, but, quote, just looking to get what you already have given to everyone else, end quote. Senator Dewey Strobel, Republican from Saukville, raised concerns that the districts would tax to the max, where voters already rejected a referendum. The increases do not come from the state, but rather allow districts to raise local taxes to reach the $11,000 per student revenue limit established by the state. The author of the bill, Senator Patrick Teston, a Republican from Stevens Point, previously noted the urgency of the proposal as administrators are finalizing their yearly budgets. The bill still must receive votes in both chambers before it could head to Governor Evers' desk. Other bipartisan bills include a bill providing state grants for students from lower-income families to take driver's education courses. Man, that sounds like a great idea. There are a lot of bad drivers on the roads these days. So anything we can do to better educate drivers sounds like a good idea to me. The bill has momentum in the legislature, and Evers told TMJ4 he would sign it. There's also a bill that would require Hmong American and Asian American studies in Wisconsin schools. The bill passed the assembly on Tuesday of last week and awaits action in the Senate. Now, another thing that could happen, according to this article, is that the assembly could undo a veto move that secured 400 years of increases. You remember Governor Evers' 400-year budget veto that secured annual increases to those revenue limits by $325 per pupil in perpetuity. Now, the Senate voted along party lines in mid-September to undo that move. Republicans argued the move was irresponsible because it's difficult to predict what the next 400 years would look like. Democrats said the increase would provide districts with predictability because funding can change with every two-year state budget. The assembly would also have to override the veto for the measure to be reversed. Republicans are two members short of the supermajority needed to override a veto in that chamber, meaning two or more Democrats would have to be absent for the effort to be successful. So voucher schools are now getting more money per student. Charter and private schools in the state's voucher program are getting new boosts this year as part of a compromise reached this summer by Governor Evers and Republican leaders. They're also set up for increases in future school years. Again, that's our taxpayer money going to private schools. Thousands of students from lower-income families receive vouchers each year to attend private schools. The schools receive tax-funded vouchers for these students who are not charged tuition. This school year, schools participating in the program will receive $9,893 for a K through 8 student, up from $8,399, and $12,387 for high schoolers, and that is up from $9,045. So that's quite a jump for these voucher schools. A lot more money going toward these voucher schools. Administrators previously told the Journal Sentinel the increases could help them serve more students, but said it was difficult to predict the exact effect on enrollment. Schools also said they might use the bumps to increase competitive salaries and upgrade old facilities. Literacy curriculum changes coming next school year. Perhaps the largest bipartisan education effort this summer was shifting to science-based reading curriculum for young elementary students, though the heart of the law will not be implemented until next year. The new law will emphasize phonics, including an understanding of how letters form different sounds together. Starting next school year, it prohibits three cueing, which also asks students to look for clues in context and pictures. The enacted law prescribes personal reading plans, which include summer classes for third grade students who fail to meet reading benchmarks.
beginning in 2027 for students who don't complete their personal reading plans by the end of the third grade. Schools will have to provide intensive instructional services, progress monitoring, and summer reading programs until the student is reading at grade level. And so that sounds like something we can all get behind, right? 8:46 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. On Wednesday, breezy with scattered showers with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Thank you.
Into the Stu Daniels Show on this Monday morning, the 16th of October, 8:52 right now. Music from John Mayer. Waiting on the world to change. Is it ever going to happen? That guy, by the way, John Mayer, celebrating his birthday today, but 46 years old. And happy birthday to John Mayer. Will the world ever change? Will it ever get any better? It seems like right now we are faced with unprecedented levels of hatred. Like everywhere you look, people are hating on others. And, oh man, one of the worst examples of this is what happened in Illinois. 6-year-old boy stabbed to death by a guy with hatred in his heart. Have you heard about this? See, I think it happened over the weekend. I have a story here from USA Today. And the president even commented on this, spoke out about what's going on. The headline in USA Today says, stabbing death of 6-year-old Muslim boy in Illinois to be investigated as a hate crime. Authorities linked the stabbing death and the wounding of the boy's mother to the war between Israel and Hamas. And this story says the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, announced late on Sunday the Justice Department opened a federal hate crimes investigation into what led to the stabbing death of 6-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi and the serious injuries to his mother, Hanan Shaheen, in Illinois. The suspect was identified as Joseph Zuba. He's 71 years old, lives in Plainfield Township, Illinois, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. And that is according to the Will County Sheriff's Office. Zuba, the suspect, was charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and 2 counts of a hate crime Sunday for what authorities believe was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war, according to the Sheriff's Office. Zuba was in custody on Sunday and awaiting a court appearance. Quote, I am heartbroken by the abhorrent killing of Wadia Al-Fayoumi, a 6-year-old child who died after being stabbed 26 times with a military-style knife, Garland said in a statement. On behalf of the entire Justice Department, I want to express my deepest condolences to his family and his community as they grieve his loss. Garland warned that the incident would raise fears in Muslim, Arab, and Palestinian communities about hate-fueled violence, but he said the department would use, quote, every legal authority at our disposal to bring justice to those who perpetrate illegal acts of hate. No one in the United States of America should have to live in fear of violence because of how they worship or where they or their family come from, Garland said. The president spoke out about the incident. President Joe Biden issued a statement urging Americans to, quote, reject Islamophobia and all forms of bigotry and hatred. Will County Sheriff's Office deputies found the 2 victims Saturday morning at a residence in Plainfield Township, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. Officers were responding to a report of a stabbing involving a landlord and a renter, according to the sheriff's office. Both of the victims were discovered inside a bedroom of the residence with multiple stab wounds, the sheriff's office said. Quote, the child's Palestinian Muslim family came to America seeking what we all seek, a refuge to live, learn, and pray in peace, Biden said. This horrific act of hate has no place in America and stands against our fundamental values, freedom from fear for how we pray, what we believe, and who we are, end quote. The boy was transported to a local hospital in critical condition and later died, the sheriff's office added. The woman was transported in serious condition and is expected to recover. Quote, detectives were able to determine that both victims in this brutal attack were targeted by the suspect due to them being Muslim and the ongoing Middle Eastern conflict involving Hamas and the Israelis, the Will County Sheriff's Office said in a statement on Sunday. When will it end? I don't know. It's as bad now as it's been in a long time. I think most people would agree. 8:57, almost 8:58. Got to take a top of the hour break for the news. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.